You are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Did you know that the majority of people in the world today are blind? I'm telling you the truth. Possibly more than 90% of the 8 billion or so people on earth today are actually blind. They are not blind with this optical vision, these eyes that we have that we can touch. No, there is another eye that the Bible calls the eyes of your understanding. That is the eye with which we see God. Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You see, apart from this eye, there is another eye that we have. It is called the eyes of your understanding. That eye, those eyes, if they are blind, then you are truly blind. You can be physically blind, but your eyes of understanding is not blind. This eyes of understanding is so critical. In fact, look at what he says. He said, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know. You do not know because you do not see. You need to see in order to know. And to know, you need your eyes of understanding to see. There's an eye, brethren. You must cry to God today and say, Lord, open my eyes. You see, many people are blind, but they don't even know it. That's the worst part of it. They don't know that they are blind. And that's why you are trooping as Christians. They are trooping here, trooping there, being moved by every wind of the doctrine. One man can just rise up tomorrow and say he is in Daboski. You will run there. Another person can rise tomorrow and lift up a comb and say, pray to it. You will pray to it. Somebody else will come tomorrow and say that this chair, come and touch it. That is where the thing is. You will go there. Somebody will rise up and say, if you are fornicating, go and fast for 30 days. Go and fast for 30 days. You will rush there. Where did you see in the Bible that says that to overcome fornication, you must fast for 30 days? Is that what the Bible teaches in Romans chapter 6? Let them open one verse of the scripture that supports that. Nothing. These men are just preaching their own doctrine. But because many people are blind, they can't see it. I tell you, brethren, you need to see. The reason why you think that Romans chapter 6 that says you should reckon yourself to be dead indeed unto sin is not sufficient. It's because you have not seen it. Your eyes of understanding has not seen that verse. You are seeing that verse with your brain, not with your eyes of understanding. When your eyes of understanding opens, you will see that you are already dead with Christ. It's not a convenient statement. It is the truth. It is a reality. It is filled with power. The grace of God is upon that verse. He said, reckon yourself to be dead indeed. He didn't say, go and fast for 30 days to overcome lust. Then how do you overcome all the sins? How many times will you fast? I've seen people who say, you must even fast for almost half of the year. For what? If I'm going to be fasting half of the year to overcome one sin, why then did Jesus have to die on the cross? You need your eyes of understanding to see. It's because the words of Jesus, they don't make sense to you. Because your eyes of understanding, they are not seeing them. Jesus said that. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ye will ask what ye will, and it shall be granted unto you. Very simple statement. Rather than live by that statement, you will go and live by a man that tells you that you must wake up and pray by 1 a.m. That's where something happens. That's where portal opens. Even though there is no single scriptures to that. You will believe men all their lies. They will tell you must be praying 6 hours. You must be praying 10 hours. When is prayer about hours? But Jesus said to you, abide in me. Abide in me. Let my word abide to you. Your eyes of understanding did not see that verse. It didn't catch it. That's why that verse didn't make a sense to you. Brethren, you must cry to God today, like that blind Bartimaeus, and say, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. Open my eyes. Give me my sight. May that be your prayer today in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.